Stage 1 water conservation regulations come into effect May 1 for all Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, water customers. Watering of lawns with sprinklers, soaker hoses or microspray is permitted from 7 to 8 a.m. for properties with even-numbered addresses, that is permitted on Thursdays and Sundays. Odd-numbered addresses can water lawns on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Between 7 and 9 a.m. and 7 and 9 p.m. the watering of trees, flowers, shrubs and food-producing plants at even-numbered addressed properties is allowed Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays. For odd-numbered addresses, watering days are Monday, Wednesday and Saturday. Watering any of the above using handheld hoses with nozzles, handheld containers, or drip irrigation can be done at any time in Stage 1. Rain sensors are required on all automated irrigation systems to prevent watering in the rain. Pressure washing sidewalks, driveways, windows, fences and exterior building surfaces is permitted during Stage 1. In an April 24 press release, Acting Manager of Infrastructure Services Mark Brown stated, "Now is the time to get ready for summer. Look at ways you can conserve water both inside and outside of home and, of course, please follow all water conservation regulations. Regulations are in place to secure supply for our whole community." The release asked that questions about water conservation or the regulations be directed to infrastructure at scrd.ca and directed residents to scrd.ca/water-regulations for further details. It noted that complaints must be submitted using the online form at https://www.scrd.ca/bylaw-complaint-form. Water debates continue. SCRD committee and board meeting agendas for April 27 include a focus on regional water supplies and uses. At the morning committee of the whole meeting, a report on farm property use of regional district water and proposed regulation amendments requiring commercial farms to pay metered rates as of 2024 are to be discussed. A $50,000 contract value increase for work at the Chapman Creek Water Treatment Plant, requested due to COVID-19 material supply issues, is also to be considered. At the board meeting scheduled to follow, Sechelt Area Director John Henderson is slated to ask for board support of requests for detailed updates on Chapman System water supply scenarios and projections for 2023 water supplies. In a notice of motion, he is also requesting an update of the 2018 Water Demand Analysis Report.